Yeah, sportscasters like me throw around the term, it's something you have to see to believe, far too often, but that defense was something you had to see to believe that it was actually going
Absolutely.
On. What, five shutouts in one season? We're in an era where quarterbacks march up and down the field like there's no defense opposing them at all.
Yeah, and then we had four games where we didn't score an offensive touchdown.
Right.
We won, what was it, three of them?
Yeah, three of them.
So it's, you know, we did some pretty amazing things. We stayed healthy, which I think was a big part of it, and it's great. I mean, you know, there's not a time that I don't go back to Baltimore that I don't wear my ring and walk around and say, all right, man, you know, we did something really special here.
Yeah, they'll remember you forever for it too, Goose. And, again, you'll be the greetings
that.
And readings in Timonium 6-8 tomorrow. A couple more before we get to the book. You were in The Sopranos, my favorite TV show of all time,
right.
Arguably top one or two. And you're in the iconic scene where Christopher Moltisanti almost gets whacked over Adriana. That's a whole other subject for another day, I guess. But, you know, just a few months ago,
well.
James Gandolfini passes away. Were you guys close at all? Did you have a chance in those episodes to get to know him off camera?
Yeah, I knew Jim pretty good. You know, he's a Jersey guy. Our house is down at the Jersey Shore, aren't that far from each other. I saw him around. Now he was pretty busy acting, doing other things. But I got to spend some time with him, and it was a great loss, I'll tell you, for everybody. You know, in Hollywood, to everybody was on, you know, The Sopranos, to just people in New Jersey. I mean, he was a great guy, and what a tragic death. And it happened so fast. It was like, oh, my God, I think it was a wake-up call for a lot of people to go and make sure you stay in shape and, you know, try to do the right thing as far as eating and everything else. But it was definitely a great experience working with him on The Sopranos.
Yeah, not to be too morose here, but I know you connected with Art Donovan, someone we hold close to our hearts here. And you were kind of, in some ways, I think the old Baltimorean said, you want to see a modern-day version of Art D. It's number 98 in Baltimore.
Yeah, you know, Artie was a good friend of mine. You know, we tried to stay in touch, and I talked to him once or twice a year. Had him on my radio show when I had it down in Baltimore. We were you know, going on our little roll there. We drank some Schlitz beer together, eat hot dogs, and talk about the old times. You know, it was crazy. You know, the years that he played football, when they had, you know, circuses on the field beforehand, he would throw you know, elephant dung at the guy next to him. I mean, we never got to experience that, but you know, we had some stories that we exchanged and laughed a lot. And that's a big hit for a lot of Colts fans. And you know, I was a huge Artie Donovan fan. You know, the way he carried himself, and he was him. You know, he didn't change the way he was for anybody, and that's sort of how I. You know, what he left with me, and sometimes, you know, you think about yourself and what you're doing, and one thing you always got to remember is don't ever change who you are. I think Artie taught me that very well.
Amazing stuff. And tell us about this book, Goose.
You know, so, you know, I was going to write a book right after we won the Super Bowl, but I wanted to see where my life went. Sure, in the broadcasting, you know, or the acting field. So I did a bunch of things, and it just came time for me to go. And leave a little something behind. You know, my kids were, you know, really young when we won the Super Bowl. Samantha was, I think, 5 years old. So Anthony was just born, and Ava was in my wife's belly when we found out that we were going to the Super Bowl, she told me. So just to give them some of the experiences that I had and you know, from a little kid. And you know, not all times are easy. You know, there's a lot of obstacles that you have to get over, a lot of adversity, and how you handle them determines who you are as a person as you go through life. So when I wrote the book, I told some great stories about Baltimore, about Indianapolis, about my life afterwards, and sort of gave some life lessons to young kids. You know, I coach a lot of young kids in football. So I wanted to leave something behind. Who knows, maybe I'll write another one about stories and things that I did, because my short-term memory isn't that great. I don't want to forget a lot of these things. I wanted to put it down so I could read the book also and remember my life. So, it was an experience. I had a great time doing it. And, you know, if you're whether you're a football fan or just a fan of a guy who really enjoyed life and life experiences and things that you can teach your kids and how, you know, everyone thinks it's a gravy train. You see all these guys on Sunday dressed up, ready to play. It's, you know, just getting there is a job in itself. So, you know, it's not all grass is greener on the other side. Sometimes, you know, you have to go through a lot of things in order to get what you want.
Amazing stuff from Tony Siragusa, the Goose. And again, he'll be at the greetings and readings tomorrow in Timonium 6-8. p.m. to come by, meet Goose, and get the book signed. And Goose, let's just say this. If they come out with another season of Boardwalk Empire and you're not in it, I'm going to be really angry.
All right, I'll tell everybody about that.
I'll be really angry, Goose. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. That was awesome.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I'll see everybody tomorrow night.
That's Tony Siragusa. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.